Follow divine counsel to preserve health, October 22. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you, you are not able to perform it by yourself," NKJV. When we do all we can on our part to have health, then may we expect that the blessed results will follow, and we can ask God in faith to bless our efforts for the preservation of health. He will then answer our prayer, if His name can be glorified thereby. But let all understand that they have a work to do. God will not work in a miraculous manner to preserve the health of persons who are taking a sure course to make themselves sick. A careful conformity to the laws God has implanted in our being will ensure health, and there will not be a breaking down of the constitution. Many have inquired of me, "What course shall I take best to preserve my health?" My answer is, cease to transgress the laws of your being, cease to gratify a depraved appetite, eat simple food, dress healthfully, which will require modest simplicity, work healthfully, and you will not be sick. Many are suffering in consequence of the transgression of their parents. They cannot be censured for their parents' sin, but it is nevertheless their duty to ascertain wherein their parents violated the laws of their being, and wherein their parents' habits were wrong. They should change their own course, and place themselves, by correct habits, in a better relation to health. The harmonious, healthy action of all the powers of body and mind results in happiness. The more elevated and refined the powers, the more pure and unalloyed the happiness. An aimless life is a living death. The mind should dwell upon themes relating to our eternal interests. This will be conducive to health of body and mind. God has pledged Himself to keep this living machinery in healthful action if the human agent will obey His laws and cooperate with God. The Lord has given His people a message in regard to health reform. This light has been shining upon their pathway for many years, and the Lord cannot sustain His servants in a course which will counteract it. The light which God has given upon health reform cannot be trifled with without injury to those who attempt it, and no human being can hope to succeed in the work of God while, by precept and example, they act in opposition to the light which God has sent.